to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, greetings and loving Sairam from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. I am Raghu from Radio Psy team and I welcome you all for today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Soul Inspiration. Well, till now you are listening to the previous segment which was hosted by Sister Karuna, the segment Morning Glory. And in the Morning Glory, you listen to the interview with Brother Rajesh Iyer, who was a student here in Swami's Institute, and he was interviewed by Brother Biju Prishti. I hope you all liked the interview. It was very inspiring indeed. Okay, before we start this segment, Soul Inspiration, dear listeners, let us always collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai, that is Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The time right now in our studio is 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and it's a warm and pleasant day here at the ashram. Today is 12th of April 2014. Beg your pardon, 2018. Sorry. Okay, last week, if you are there with me, dear listeners, I was speaking on the topic, God is our only true friend, our only true companion. So today I continue with the same topic on the segment Soul Inspirations. In one of Swami's discourses, Swami had told, and I quote, "Friendship should not be based on considerations of fear and favor. It is, if a person is adopting wrong ways, a true friend should not be afraid of pointing out the errors with a motive of helping the other person. It is clear that, as understood today, friendship or friends are far off the mark of the ideal. Friends who can confer real counsel, comfort and consolation are precious gifts, rarely found today. Only those deserve the name friends who help in uplifting life, cleansing ideals, elevating emotions and strengthening resolves. Those who drag you into pomp and pedantry, paltry entertainment and petty pranks are enemies, not friends. The feeling of friendship must activate every nerve, permeate every blood cell, and purify every emotional wave. It has no place for the slightest trace of egoism. You cannot elevate the companionship which seeks to exploit or flees for personal benefit into the noble quality of friendship. Perhaps the only friend who can pass this rigorous test is God." Unquote. Well, dear listeners, that is the ideal or the pedestal at which Swami has raised the quality of friendship, which is very, very difficult for a normal human being to have. So Swami himself said that God is our only true friend. Well, there was one experience that a primary school boy had, which I would like to narrate now. It seems once Swami asked a primary school boy, "Boy, how many brothers do you have?" And the boy didn't have brothers. He had a sister. So he told Swami, "Swami, I don't have brothers." Then Swami said, "No, all are your brothers." And then Swami asked him, "How many sisters do you have?" So he had one sister and he promptly replied, "Swami, I have one sister." Then Swami said, "No, all are your sisters." Then Swami asked, "How many friends you have?" Then the boy promptly replied, "Swami, all are my friends." And for this, Swami corrected and told, "No, you have only one friend, that is God." So Swami himself has clearly told us that he is our only true friend. In fact, when I think of this, I always am reminded of the special blessings that we get It seems there are 84 lakhs of living species in this world, and to be born as a human being is the first blessing. Now, after being born as a human being, to be born as a human being when the avatar himself has manifested, that's the second blessing. And it's not enough if you're born when the avatar has come down in human form, but he should give us chance. He should make us recognize him as God. And we are under this bracket. So this is the third special blessings. That is, Swami has chosen him as his devotees. And Swami has not only done that, but Swami has said that I am your true friend. Well, this is something really great. Another blessing that Swami has given us and gifted us. In fact, there are many experiences through which Swami shows the quality of true friend, of a true friend. He had many experiences that students had, and I will be narrating few of such experiences today in this segment, Soul Inspiration. But before that, let's listen to a talk which is given by Brother Saurav, who is doing his M.Tech in Swami's Institute right now. And this talk, the duration of this talk is about 8 minutes, and I will be back again after this talk and we'll talk more on this topic of friendship.
Om Sri Sai Ram, offering my most reverential pranams at Swami's lotus feet. It was in my first UG in Vrindavan campus, first time far away from home and first time in hostel, and I was facing difficulty in adjusting with the system, weather, and especially food and water. And as a result, I was not able to concentrate on my studies and extracurricular activities. And I was very sad. Seeing my such condition, one of my room leader suggested me to go to room number B13 and pick up one Swami's seat and pray to Swami. And I followed his advice and went to room number B13 and picked one seat and iterated, whatever you have achieved is much more than what you have actually lost. I repeat it. Whatever you have achieved is much more than what you have actually lost. At that moment of moment, I did not understand completely the true meaning of those words. But today I am so thankful and grateful to Swami for placing me in such a wonderful like this and amongst such beautiful people. Today I am going to share two of my experiences which are very close to me. The first one, it happened during our second year undergraduate winter holiday. Myself and three of my classmate brother booked ticket from Yashwantpur Junction to Howrah Station. Later we found out that our group is the only group who has booked from Yashwantpur Junction to Howrah, and I was scared because this was the first time that we were going without any senior's guidance, and I was also thrilled for this new adventure. So we booked a local train from Bangalore Station to Yashwantpur Junction. After reaching Yashwantpur Junction Station, we got down from train and we started counting our luggages. One of our brother told that he could not find one of his luggage, and he was very tensed. And he started telling that all his important documents and all his money is kept in that luggage. He was panicked. And without uttering any single word, he jumped inside the train, and we were like shocked. And now slowly the train start moving. We are behind the train, and he was nowhere to be seen. As you all know that in the entrance of the train there will be huge rush. So because of that we are not able to see him. So we are calling out his name, but he was not there. After some time the train start catching speed. We are worried and we are running with the train. And we called out his name, but he was not there. After some moment of time, he was seen with the luggage in the entrance of the door, and he threw his luggage towards us. But he was there in the train. After some time, he jumped outside from the train, and due to inertia of motion, he collided. He rolled some 3-4 times, and we caught him. But due to Swami's grace, there was not even a single scratch in his body. The journey does not stop here. After reaching Howrah Station, we have to go to Shialdah Station by bus. So after reaching Shialdah station, we got down from bus and again we started counting our number of luggages. So now again, the same brother is telling he forgot his luggage in the bus. We're like, oh my God. And then he started telling all his important documents in his money is there in the luggage. We didn't know what to do. But fortunately, one of our brother was having bus ticket in his pocket. So he took out that bus ticket and there was a bus number. So they went to the nearby traffic police and they told all this problem. So as you all know that Calcutta is a very big city and there are 1,000 number of buses, and to find a particular bus is a Herculean task. So this traffic police called another traffic police, that traffic police called another traffic police, and like that they called to that bus driver, and somehow they got a particular place to go, and they went and got that luggage and came back just 5 minutes prior to the next journey. From this incident, I learned 3 things. First is that less luggage is equal to more comfort. Second thing, ABC, always be careful in life. And third thing is that our Swami is always there with us and guiding us and protecting us. The second incident happened recently, this Swami's birthday last year. So I was sitting in the fourth row of the third block in front of Samadhi, and I just wished Swami, happy birthday Swami, many many happy returns of the day. So I was thinking to myself, Swami, no reply. See, are you still there? I was thinking in my mind, and just then, I was thinking this thought in my mind, and just one balloon fell from top and sat on my lap. People around me started telling, what, yeah, Swami is blessing you so much, Swami is blessing you on your birthday. I was little, okay. I was happy and I thanked Swami. Again, this doubtful mind started telling again, see, this can be a coincidence. So, again one balloon fell and sat on my lap. This time again, people around me started telling, what, Swami is blessing you so much, he is very happy with you. Okay. Then I was blushing and told Swami, why you are only blessing me? Like that I told. And again one balloon fell to the brother next, seated next to me on his lap. At that time, I realized that Swami is always there. So I thank Swami for showing His presence in my life and giving me this wonderful opportunity to stand before you all and share my thoughts and experiences. I like to end my talk with a song. This song is very close to me because it was the first time that I got an opportunity to sing before Swami in Sai Kulanthal in my undergraduate days.
Ma, oh ma, ma, Sai ma, ma, oh ma, ma, Sai ma, di yehi kehta hai ma, sang rahe har dam yahan. तेरे प्यार में पाकर हमारी पूरी हुई तमन्नाएं सारी. माँ ओ माँ, माँ साईं माँ, तुम्हीं से हमने जीवन पाया, तुमने हमको जीना सिखाया, देकर हमको सुख की छाया, दुख का तूने भार उठाया. माँ 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 साईं माँ.
सुन लो दिल की पुकार, सुन लो
Thank you. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram once again, and once again a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. I am Raghu from Radio Sai team, and this is the segment Soul Inspiration. Just before the song, you listened to a talk given by Brother Saurav, who is a student, current student in Swami's Institute, and he hails from Darjeeling. And as you listened in the talk, he narrated two experiences that he had in which he saw Swami's hands, unseen hands. So today in this segment, the topic of the segment is that God is our only true friend, our true companion. When we say true friend, there is an important quality which is very remarkable. That is, a friend will praise us when others are there. That is, he will praise us. A friend will praise us in public, but he will correct us or blame us when nobody is there, when we are alone in private. So I would like to share one experience that a few students had with Swami. And Swami shows this quality, which makes him our true friend. So this happened during the time of sports meet in Swami's Institute. There is one thing that every campuses of Swami's Institute makes one huge painting which will act as a backdrop during sports meet in the Hillview Stadium. So Prashant Nilayam campus was making a painting of a huge chariot where Krishna is the charioteer, Lord Krishna is the charioteer, and Arjuna is behind him, and it has got horses. So a few students were drawing this painting. And they were doing it in Punachandra Auditorium because it was a huge painting, so they needed space to do it. And when they were painting, Swami comes to the auditorium to see the work that's happening. And Swami came with a VIP. And looking at, and both Swami was showing the VIP the painting, and Swami was praising the students who were drawing it. Swami said, "See how talented my boys are. They're drawing this huge painting. See how nice the horse is looking. How realistic the horse is looking. Very muscular and many." Swami kept on praising the painting when the VIP was there, and Swami was also praising the boys who were drawing that painting. And then Swami sent the VIP inside. And then Swami looked at the boy who was drawing the horse and said, "Hey Mira, ni gurramu kukka lagundi." That means, "What man, your horse is looking like a dog." So this is one quality that Swami showed. That when the VIP was there, Swami was praising the students, but Swami wanted to give some correction to the horse. He gave it only after the VIP left. There are like this many instances that students had experienced with Bhagwan, light moments through which Swami shows that he is like our friend. I would like to share with you all one more such experience. This happened in Thrai Vrindavan during Thrai session. So Swami was seated in his jula, and boys were sitting in front of him, and one boy offered Swami a chocolate wafer. And Swami took the chocolate wafer. He blew air into it with his mouth, and the chocolate wafer was converted into a green diamond ring, green emerald ring. And then Swami was holding the ring, and it slipped from his fingers and it fell down. So there was a gasp. The boys just shifted their places and all were looking for the ring, but no one got it. The ring had actually vanished. But Swami looked at a boy who was sitting on second or third row, and Swami said, "Hey Donga, you have passed it on to the boy sitting behind you." Donga means thief. Swami just was joking. "Hey thief, you took the ring and passed it on to the boy sitting behind you." And then everyone started looking at the boy who was sitting behind him, and that boy was taken back, and he kept his hand on the floor, and he felt something under his palm, and he saw means that was the green emerald ring. Well, this was just Swami was playing pranks with the boys, and all boys knew what was happening, and everyone laughed. And the boy took the ring and gave it back to Swami. And Swami again blew air into the ring, and the ring again changed into chocolate wafer. And then Swami gave the chocolate to one boy, and that boy took the chocolate as Swami's prasadam, and he there itself started eating the chocolate. And when he was eating the chocolate, Swami suddenly looked at him. "Hey, should I turn the chocolate back to the ring?" And everyone laughed again. So there are many such light-hearted moments that Swami used to have with students, with boys, thereby proving that Swami is our only true friend. Swami is our true companion. Well, dear listeners, that's all for today. I have got in this segment Soul Inspirations. I hope you all like the segment. It's a very short segment, just half an hour, from 11 to 11:30. And in a few minutes from now, you'll be joined by Brother Bishu for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Please send us your feedback, suggestions, comments on this segment and on other RadioSci programs by writing to our email ID, that is listener@radiosci.org. So dear listeners, I offer this segment at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet, and I'll meet you again next Thursday, 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Jai Sai Ram.
Ah, 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 ah. Thursday live.